Welcome back to another edition of Back Porch Theology. This is your host, Caleb Moore, and I'm so glad you're here, because this might be one of the last vestiges of sanity left in our great Christian nation, where we believe that Bruce Jenner is still a man, no matter how many times he cuts up his body, and we don't believe that Joe Biden is supposed to be our daddy or our mama. That's right, we believe Christ is king and his word is truth, period. So we seek to exalt Christ as king of the nations, and we want to put every humanist idea of the day to the woodshed right under the feet of Christ. So thanks for tuning in, hanging out with us. Before you do anything else, make sure you scroll down to that subscribe button, click it, leave us a 5-star rating. That's the correct answer for the question of how many stars should I leave this podcast. And be sure to share it, with all your contacts. That way the back porch can be nice and full. All right, so this is going to be a real exciting episode of Back Porch Theology, because we're going to go straight to Scripture. I'm going to read it to you, and we're going to talk about why is it that the left is so dadgum committed to what's known as revisionist history. The left hates history because history glorifies God, because God is the God of history. God is the God who providentially rules over all of the affairs of man, and he does so for his own glory, especially and specifically for the glory of Christ the Son as the Redeemer of the world. Okay, so the Bible tells us that is the purpose of history. So the left is constantly trying to reimagine, is what Michelle Obama said, that we have to change our history. And how does it make any sense to be able to go back and change what's already happened? Well, you write the textbooks. You lie. You lie and you lie and you lie long enough that people begin to repeat those lies, and the lies catch fire and spread around, and people start to actually believe them. Okay, so in John chapter 8, Jesus said this. He said, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Okay, pause right there. So walking in the truth, walking in reality that God says is reality, not what the humanistic unbelievers say is reality, but living by God's reality sets us free. Okay? So, continuing on, verse 33. They answered him, "We are the offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Okay, so their reply, now these are unbelieving Pharisees that he's talking to, that say, how can you say that we'll be made free? We're the offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. Okay, so you have unbelievers right here that are doing the same thing that unbelievers are doing in America today, which is revisionist history, trying to lie about history. Okay, how many times were they slaves? Let's count them, okay? So all the way back in Egypt with Pharaoh in the book of Exodus, the Jews were slaves then. They were slaves on and off all throughout the period of the Judges. They were slaves to Persia. And they were slaves to Babylon. And they were currently, why they were having that discussion with Christ, they were slaves of Rome. But how is it that they can say that they have never been enslaved to anyone? Huh. Maybe it's because they have an unbelieving worldview. They're not living in God's, what we say, metaphysic, in God's reality. So Jesus answered them, verse 34, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever." Okay, so Jesus says, if you practice sin, you are a slave to sin. Slaves to sin are not free people. slaves to sin lie about history, just like the Pharisees were doing. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Jesus makes us free. He makes us free from sin, and he also makes us free in society. So if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. Verse 37, I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father. Okay, so then they answered him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said, if you were the children of Abraham, you would do what Abraham did, but now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are doing the works that your father did. And Jesus goes on to say in verse 42, if God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. Okay, here it is. Here's the rub. Here's where Jesus starts melting snowflakes. Verse 44, you are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father, the devil's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So bringing this back around to our current situation and circumstances, why is it that the humanists, the professed atheists, the unbelieving world that Christ is in the process of putting under his feet, why are they so committed to lying about history? Oh, like the 1619 Project, for example. If you're not familiar, I'll tell you real quickly. The humanists out there are lying about America's founding, saying it was founded in 1619 when the slaves were brought over, and so therefore America is racist and needs to be destroyed and dismantled, and so let's riot in the streets, let's put slogans like Black Lives Matter all over our NBA courts and our NBA jerseys, and let's burn down buildings, let's kill people in the streets, and let's riot. Well, this is the great Marxist push that the humanists are putting forth to destroy America right now. And why is this so important? Why does the anti-God humanists out there, including the Black Lives Matter Marxists, why do they hate the truth about history so much? Well, like we said earlier, because history glorifies God. Christ is the center of history. Their worldview is fundamentally anti-God, it's anti-Christ. So they want to take Christ off the throne of history and put man at the center of it. And so, let's use an analogy. If we were remodeling a house and we were to come in, take off the roof, take off the walls, the drywall, take out the windows, what are we left with? We're left with the foundation. And we're left with the framing. And if I want to completely demolish that structure and rebuild something entirely new, I have to convince you to tear up the foundation and to rip down the framing. Well, the framing in our little analogy here is our founding. It's our founding. It's the Mayflower Compact. It's the Constitution and Declaration of Independence, and it's the colonies and the Founding Fathers. So if I can lie to you and convince you that the foundation of our house is rot through, it's brittle, it's no good, and that the wood framing is full of termites and rot and mildew, if I can convince you that the framing is to be despised and torn down and that the foundation needs to be jackhammered up, then I can actually remake and totally refashion what used to be a house into something completely different. And so that's what they're doing with when they lie about our founders and they lie about our Christian heritage and Christian foundation, tearing down statues, tearing down monuments, tearing down anything that hangs the long shadow of truth over their heads that want to write God out of the history textbooks. I mean, come on, these are the same people that despise the God of history so much that they go all the way back to Genesis 1:1 and they want to erase, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, with billions of years ago two germs collided into each other and poof, everything came to be. I mean, that's in the atheistic worldview, that's where a revisionist history begins. And why in the world would we think that they would all of a sudden start telling the truth about 1776 or 1619 or 1514? Come on. So what's the big deal? What's the big takeaway? What do we need to learn from our time on the Back Porch podcast today? Well, here it is, plain and simple. John chapter 8, Jesus is talking to people who are not believing people. They don't have a biblical worldview. They have not bowed the knee to Christ. And therefore, they hate history. They hate history so much, they lie about history. And so, why would we think it any different today? When the clear agenda of those who bow down at the altar of chaos and have a chaos worldview because they're atheists, they hate order, they hate truth, and why would we think it any different today when they're trying to hoodwink us and our kids, getting more and more bold with it and more absurd to their ends? So much so that they're actually saying now that 2 + 2 equaling 4 is a white power, white privilege construct. I mean, that's the folly that our opponents are endorsing and shoving into the heads of our children. So what do? We guard our families from the humanists, we disciple them, and we need to have a clear perspective of the humanists. You know, it used to be commonplace to say the phrase, we need to maintain the antithesis, you know, the whole principle of we need to not mix with the Canaanites, but we need to rather call them to repentance. It really is us versus them, Christian. We have no common ground with the unbelieving world. John chapter 1 says that the light came into the world, but those who loved the darkness refused to come to the light because their deeds were evil, because they love their sin. So what do? We call them to lay down their arms and surrender to King Jesus. Jesus is in charge. He's the king, so come quietly. So here's a couple resources that'll help you disciple your family to know our rich Christian heritage. I'm just gonna rattle them off real quick for you. There's a book by a man named Gary DeMar. The book is called America's Christian Heritage. Fantastic book. You'll find out that Christopher Columbus really wasn't trying to figure out if the earth was flat. He was actually seeking to advance Christendom and the gospel. You'll find out from original sources, not from one guy's perspective, but from original sources, how godly our founders really were. Wallbuilders.com. Wallbuilders.com is a great resource. Countless articles and books on there that are available to highlight the rich Christian faith of our founders. And also a fellow named Kevin Swanson has some great books. Two books, one called American Faith, and the other one is America and God's Providence. Check them out, read them, get informed, love the truth, and put the lies under the feet of Christ. Because this is God's country, not theirs. Well, thanks for hanging out on the Back Porch. This has been another episode of Back Porch Theology. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with all your contacts, because all your friends need to be hanging out with you and me on the Back Porch. Until next time, keep your hand to the plow, remain steadfast, and always abound in the work of the Lord. We'll catch you next time.